Hello there, my name is Harry Jones, and welcome to this week's SEC Modcast. Our aim is to keep you up to speed with all the latest news in the world of modifications, including what's going to our next monthly working group meeting, what happened at Change Board this week, a new draft proposal that's been raised, and plenty more. Starting off with the monthly working group meeting, we're currently looking ahead to the meeting next Wednesday on the 1st of May, where we'll be discussing the following modifications. Modification Proposal 7, firmware updates to IHDs and PPMIDs, which will be the main event for this meeting. Modification Proposal 24, the enduring approach to Communication Hub firmware management. And Modification Proposal 56, the IHD and PPMID Zigbee attributes available on the HAN. Modification Proposal 53, amend target response time, sadly had to be removed from the agenda due to not receiving the PA in time for this meeting. Now, if you have any interest in any of these modifications and would like to attend, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com so that we know to expect you and we can send you the invite. You can find further details on the events page on our website's calendar. For this month, we had two modifications go to Change Board meeting on the 24th of April for seeking approval. These were Modification Proposal 58, the changes to governance of the self-service interface, and Modification Proposal 60, amend requirements to remove pending devices from the SMI. Now, both these modifications were voted to approve by the members present under self-governance, so this means there will now be a 10-working day window for any SEC party that disputes these decisions to be referred to panel. If no referral is received, then Modification Proposal 58 will be implemented on the 27th of June 2019, and Modification Proposal 60 will be implemented on the 7th of November 2019. For open consultations, it seems like the first time in months, we don't have any working group or modification report consultations open. So we'll keep you posted and email you once any new consultations come up. And two modifications were implemented this week. So we had Modification Proposal 43 that went live as of the 23rd of April, which introduces provisions for the DCC to seek relief for exceptional events under the OPR. Modification Proposal 70 will be in effect from today, where Section Z will be amended to include the management of the exempt premises list to fall under the AltHAN activities and services. So for new draft proposals, Draft Proposal 72, the change of supplier process, was discussed at the change subcommittee on the 23rd of April, where they believe the issue the proposal seeks to address is valid, and the way forward for resolving this matter will be looked into further. And in other news, we have a new draft proposal that's been raised to talk to you about, and this is Draft Proposal 73, the alteration of the SMICI repository information and documentation that was raised on the 23rd of April by the SMICI PMA, which looks to cover the issue of removing ambiguity from the SEC pertaining to obligations on the SMICI PMA, so that information, documents, and other materials that may maintain in the repository is kept correct, and it ensures that robust governance arrangements are in place. Now, we're currently seeking your feedback on this issue, so how it affects you. So please leave us a comment on how this does affect you and any other proposals that you have an interest in, which you can download from the SEC website. And that's all from us this week. We'll be issuing the next modcast on the 3rd of May, so thank you very much for stopping by to listen. If there's anything else you want to hear us talk about on these modcasts, then please send us your thoughts. And thank you very much, and we'll see you soon.